Okay, fun seekers, here's a no-lose situation for you. The bonus, optional bonus assignment for Chapter 7. Technical analysis, reading squiggles on a screen. Look, there are many different technical indicators. There are dozens of them. We're just going to concentrate on one, the simple moving average, probably the oldest and one of the most looked at, watched technical indicators. However, feel free to investigate and use whatever technical indicators you find and desire to use. When the 50-day moving average goes above the 200-day moving average, that's supposed to be a bullish sign that the stock is going to rise. But it's already happened. Likewise, when the 50-day moving average goes below the 200-day moving average, that supposedly means the stock price is going to fall. But of course, by definition, it already has. It already has fallen. These events are known as crosses or inflection points. And the first one, the supposedly bullish event, is called a golden cross. And the second one, the supposedly bearish event, is called a death cross. Now, here's where you can't lose. You're going to use these to convince me that you know what you're doing, even though you don't. But it doesn't matter because I don't know what I'm doing. So you don't have to worry. Just do your best. Get the BS machine going and you get 10 bonus points. What a deal. So here's what we're going to ask you to do. Now, you don't have to use Citigroup, but it looks good. It's one of the ones that actually kind of looks good. Others look not so good, then you have to then really BS. Use Yahoo or MarketWatch or any other website offering free charting and technical analysis. See the technical analysis presentation in Canvas and the website. If you find another website that offers free technical analysis and you think it is far superior to Yahoo or Marketplace, please contact me. One of the students gave us one and I couldn't really use it. I don't know what was going on, but check it out. FinViz or something. Choose a 5-year chart and then add the 50-day simple moving average and use one color. And then the 200-day simple moving average and use a different color so it's easy to determine which one's which. Now, here's some simple analyses. Of course, you could choose these or make a couple your own. Yeah. In June of 2020, the 50-day moving average went below the 200-day moving average, the death cross. Was that supposed to be a sell signal? Was that a good sign to sell? In September 2021, the 50-day moving average went above the 200-day moving average. Was this a good time to buy? That's the golden cross. And then in May of 2022, the 50-day moving average went below the 200-day moving average. Was this a good time to sell? Comment on the current relationship of the 50-day moving average and the 200-day moving average. What about the past few weeks or months? What would you do now? Comment on whether you believe, according to technical analysis, the stock is a buy, sell, or a hold, or neutral. Now, number 5, try adding the 15-day moving average, right? Some people say, oh no, the 50-day, the 200-day, that's too much time. You have to use the 15-day and the 50, or the 10 and the 20, whatever. Compare the 15-day with the 50-day moving average. Look at the same time periods. Was the relationship of the 15-day moving average and the 50-day moving average a better indicator of the near-term future price movements of the stock? And of course, you don't have to use Citigroup. You can use any company you want because remember, you don't have to actually know what you're doing. All you have to do is convince others that you know what you're doing. Would you use technical analysis? Yeah. What do you think about the effectiveness of it? Oh, by the way, on the chart, there's little D's across the bottom. What do you think those mean? So do your best to convince me that you know what you're doing, even though you don't, since I also don't know what I'm doing when it comes to technical analysis. It will be easy to convince me. Who knows? You may even find that you are good at convincing others that you know what you're doing, even though you don't. And if this is true, you can make a whole lot of money in the wonderful world, wild world of technical analysis. Could a $500,000 per year salary plus bonuses be waiting for you on Wall Street? Oh, by the way, there are dozens of other technical indicators. One that is supposedly very useful is the Bollinger Band. I have no idea what it does. All it looks like it does is just try to show you that it's more volatile sometimes than it is not volatile sometimes. Exponential moving averages are just fancy, simple moving averages. Parabolic stop and reverse? What? I don't even know what that means. I mean, I know what a parabola is. Try any of the many of dozens of technical indicators available. Now, there are dozens and dozens of websites that try to get you to sign up for their weekly whatever or whatever. Maybe they'll give you a free one. One of them is Stock Market Mentor. And I just picked him for out of the dozens of them. There are many of them. Go ahead and play with it. Maybe you want to get signed up as a sucker. I mean, a subscriber to their website, but I wouldn't do it. It's up to you, folks, right? As I said at the beginning of Chapter 7, I'm probably the worst person to teach you technical analysis because I think it's voodoo. Hoodoo? But you know, howling at the full moon while reading tea leaves and entrails of chicken seems to be just as effective as technical analysis, and I think that's far more fun, don't you? Have fun, dear students, and remember, 10 points, slam dunk. All you got to do is BS the professor. That's all you got to do. Have fun.